Okay, we will now continue in the fifth parak of Maseches Klayim, and we're learning today Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. And these Mishnayos follow up on a halacha that we sort of mentioned in the previous Mishnah, and it's a very unusual halacha in Hilchos Klayim, and that is that Klayim is really a Metzius, right? Klayim is when two different items grow together in too close proximity to each other, or one on top of the other. Yet, even though it's a Metzius, it's a state of being, there is a halacha that if a person is unaware of the klayim, or is unhappy about the klayim, and is going to uproot it at his first possible opportunity. So just the fact that it was growing together when he was unaware does not make a klayim. It only becomes klayim when he is aware of it and he is somewhat okay with it, in that he doesn't make an effort to get rid of it. So that's the halacha that these two mishnayos are going to talk about. If you keep klayim growing, and it's also a chumrah, by the way, meaning if you didn't even plant the klayim, you just have it growing in your field, but you saw that it's growing in your field and you left it there, so that also is going to be klayim, because you were okay with it even though you didn't plant it there, and that's going to be an isser of klayim. Just to maintain the klayim is going to be an isser. So it turns out a kula and a chumrah. It's a kula in the sense that if you don't like it there and you don't want it to be there, it doesn't even become the produce doesn't even become aser. It's not even klayim, even though it seems to be a metzius of klayim. But on the flip side, if you do want it there, even though you didn't do the maisa, you didn't do any planting of klayim, just by the fact that you wanted it there, it becomes klayim, and you're in violation of the iser of klayim. Says the Mishnah Vav now, Haroi Yerek Bekerem, if a person notices that there are vegetables growing in his vineyard, Vamar Kshagia Lo Alaktenu, but he says, as soon as I get there, I'm going to pick it, I'm going to take it out. The Rav points out, V'Aval Pisha Hosef Masayim Achaloi Gialo, even though it grew significantly by the time he gets to it, Mutter Be'achashenu Masatzel Beklayim, because he isn't being lazy about his responsibility of getting rid of it. Aval Kisha Echsar Oser, but if a person says, now that's the next line of the Mishnah, Kisha Echsor Laktenu, but if he passed by the vegetable and he says, oh yeah, I'll get it on the way back, meaning he has an opportunity to pick it up right now, but instead of uprooting it right now, he says, I'll get it on the way back, then then if it grows significantly enough, 1/200th of its growth, by the time he gets back, that's going to Aser the entire plant. And that's what the Bartanura says. Aval, where is it? Where do we leave off in the Bartanura? Aval Kisha Echsor, because then he's being lazy and he's giving up on doing his responsibility. And the same is true if you have a wall between your vineyard and your grain field, which separates it so it's not klayim, and the wall falls down and you just, and you know about it and you leave it there, then it's going to answer everything. But if you right away get to work on replacing that wall and rebuilding that wall, even though by the time you actually complete the job and actually get a wall up there, it grows significantly, it's not going to aser the kilei akerem. Then the Bartanura says, okay, but one second, it has to grow 1/200th of its growth in order to be a problem, because we generally assume that there's a principle called bittel berov, that if you have some iser and some heter, so whatever grew before there was a problem of klayim over here is mutter, and only that which it grew while it was beklayim is going to be aser. But how do you, and so even though normally we have a principle called bittul barov, when it comes to klayim, it's bittul b'masayim. You need a 200-to-1 ratio in order to be mevatelit. So if you don't have a 200-to-1 ratio, the whole thing is going to be usher. The question is, how exactly do you calculate 1/200th of a growth? So that's what the Bartanura discusses over here. How does one calculate? How do you measure 1/200th of the growth? So the Bartanura says you measure it based on time, based on the amount of time it would take the vegetable to dry out completely if it were picked right now. So if it would take 100 hours for it to dry out, and then if he neglected to uproot the vegetable for half an hour, that's considered to have increased by 1/200th of its size, right? That's what the Bartanu says. Rome kishachotchem yarek zeh o min shel tevua zu min amchuber bekama zman yibesh shelo tishar bolecha. How long would it take to dry? So it's not only 1/200th of the time that it takes to grow, it's 1/200th of the time that it would take for it to dry out from the time it would be picked. So then if you leave it growing in the field 1/200th of that amount of time, that generates the iser of klayim. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. So the Mishnah Zayin continues the same basic topic, and talks about different circumstances where you are aware of it growing, where you're not aware of it growing, when it will be usher, when it won't be usher. How you over bekerem v'naflu min hazraim. If you're walking through your vineyard and you drop some seeds, you had a grain bag with seeds in it, and there was a little hole in the bottom of the bag, you didn't even notice, so some seeds fell out. Or if you were fertilizing the field or watering the field, and some seeds just came out of your bag, right? That's what the Bartanura says. Sometimes there's some seeds that are in the water, that are in the fertilizer. All these cases, what they have in common is that you were not planting anything on purpose, you didn't even realize you were doing it, and therefore it's going to be mutter. When it says you're not allowed to plant your kerem, it means you're not allowed to purposely plant your kerem. But over here, you're not doing it on purpose, it's just happening on its own. Let's say a person was planting his field with seeds, and the wind blew some of the seeds behind him into his vineyard. So it was behind him, so mutter. It's going to be mutter, even if they take root and they sprout without you realizing it. Everything is going to be mutter because it wasn't anything that you had that you had intended for, even though it was something that you had done, but you didn't realize you were doing it. And that's what the pasuk says: Lotizra karmecha kalayim. You're not allowed to plant knowingly, you're not allowed to plant, and only then pentikita shamaleya, only then does it become asr bahana'a. But obviously, once you discover that it is growing, then you have to uproot it, and your first opportunity to do so, your first chance to do so, because if you don't, then it's going to be a violation of being mekayim klayim. So even though you didn't do anything on purpose, but once it is growing and you become aware of it, certainly you're going to have to uproot it. Siaratu aruach lefanav. What if we change the case a little bit? Let's say the wind blew the seeds, but they blew it in front of him into his vineyard. So he sees that it's happening. So then what does he do? He saw the seeds going into the vineyard, so l'chore, he's going to have to remove them, but it's very difficult to take away seeds that are scattered through an entire vineyard. So you don't have to do it in that way. You don't have to go and pick out each and every seed. So what do you do to remove the seeds? See, here's what you do. Rabbi Kiva Omer, im asavim yofich. If the seeds just begin to sprout and they look like grass, which is what they look like when they first begin to emerge from the ground a little bit, then you should just plow the whole field, turn the whole field over, and the roots and will be uprooted, and it will destroy those plants, and therefore nothing is gonna be a problem. Vim avivinapit. But if they grew a little bit more, they're not just grass, they look like small plants, they grow to a point where there are stalks and kernels that they are noticeable and that have developed within the plant. They're just not yet a third of their full size. That's im aviv. The Rav points out shakvar tzomach hazara el shlo hevi shlish. It just didn't grow to one third of its size. So then you should yinapet. You should shake the kernels out of the ears of the grain, and you should bury them. And then you could use the rest of the plant for whatever, for straw, and that's perfectly fine. That's what the Rav says. Hazara min hashvos v'akashin mutarin v'adagan asur. The kashin, whatever's left over, could be used for straw, and that's going to be mutter. So even though kilei kerem normally you have to burn, these kernels are still unripened and they're very difficult to burn because they're very moist, they're green and unripe, so better to just bury them. I mean, normally you would have to burn kilei kerem, but this would be impossible to burn. Not impossible, but very, very hard to burn. And we're not worried that it's going to start growing, because immature kernels like this generally are not going to grow too quickly. The Rash points out, the Rash Mishans points out that l'chora, if these kernels were also midaraisa, we would definitely require you to burn them, even though it's difficult. It must be that they're only asr midarabanan, and the only reason they're asr is because they look like grain, but they're not really grain yet anyway. They're less than one third of their growth. They're green. They're not developed in any way, so they're not really grain yet anyway, and therefore it's going to be mutter to just bury them. But they may be a daga until. Like if they already grew to the point where it looks like grain, then you have to burn it. Then you have no other choice, because then it becomes asumi daraisa as klayim, and once it's nisa daraisa of klayim, then there's a definitely requirement to burn it. So this is only about the grain, but l'chora, whenever you have kilei kerem, there's always takes two to tango. There's always a second min there also, so there's always grapes there also. The grapes also become asr, and once they get to the point that they're fruits, obviously you're going to have to you're gonna have to burn them, because the reason the Mishnah focuses on grain, that Tversel points out, is because grain has these three different stages. Grapes don't have three different stages, so it doesn't focus on the grapes. Okay, so again, to review what we did today, in Mishnah Vav we said that if you happen to notice vegetable growing in your vineyard, if you get rid of it as soon as you possibly can, nothing becomes usher, but if you delay a little bit and you tarry and then it grows 1/200th of its growth, then it's going to be usher. Then Mishnah Zayin taught us that if unknowingly things were planted, and made their way into your vineyard, so then it's going to be mutter. But if you see that they made their way into your vineyard, then there are three steps in the process. You don't have to go pick out each kernel, but when it starts growing a little bit like grass, you would have to plow it up. If it grew a little more than that, to the point that there are green kernels and stalks, so then you would shake out the kernels and you would bury them and use the stalks as a straw. But if it grew fully to the point where it's a real grain, then it's kilei hakerem and you're going to have to burn it. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Ches.